It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani, dumelang abshini, molweni, bonjour. Welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cop. I am feeling way too fresh today. I'm too happy to be upset. And I'm not doing the show alone. I'm doing it with Ava, beautiful, shining, glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. She's slaying, guys. Hey, I'm beginning to think that the relationship status has or is about to change. Also, call me, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I am, like you said, I'm slaying.
I wonder why.
It's because of what we're about to talk about today.
Oh, okay. So this is not a blanket issue. Excuse the plan.
Wow.
Wow, okay. Guys. So you can get to be interactive with us in the Khumane 90. Guys, it's Youth Month, and I want to say to all the young people that are out there, as Black Coffee and Tumelo said in one of my favorite songs, it's your time to shine. It is your time to shine. It is. Don't ask for permission. Do it. And do not seek any validation from anybody, because you are young, gifted, and black. I said back and black.
Wow.
Now that we're done with the serious formalities, let's get into today's topic. And it's very warm. It's very, very hot. Oskar, what are we talking about today?
We all know that it's winter now.
Yes.
I'm sure we've all felt it across the country.
Who hasn't?
You know. And with this winter, especially this year, it's been so cold that electric blankets, hot water bottles, none of them are working.
Yeah.
You know, there's that one blanket you have. You know, it's your fighter every year. You know, if I pull out this blanket, I'm good.
Yeah.
But it's been so cold. Not even your fighter is fighting for you this winter.
Yes.
You know? So, human blanket.
Okay.
And that's why Rumi is slaying, because she's looking for a human blanket. My hot water bottle, guys, is just not doing it.
Guys, hot water bottle, you can't make a hot water bottle if Aunam Klakas. You cannot plug the electrical blanket because there's load shedding. Where are we going to plug these things?
So we need human interaction. We need body heat.
We're talking about body heat. We're talking about human blankets. I don't know which size they come in. That's your preference. But we're talking human blankets. Are you going to get a human blanket this winter? Are you going to get a significant other for yourself during this winter? It's cold. And this doesn't come with any relationship status, or does it? Maybe perhaps
no,
I'm wrong.
It doesn't. And you know, going back to size, you just mentioned something that is
yes,
in the streets.
Yeah.
You know, there's that, I don't know, misconception. I don't know if that's the right word to use.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a stigma, rather, that bigger women, plus size women.
And men.
And men, yes. Are more loved in winter. You know, I don't know where that comes from. Because for me, it's not about the size of the person. It's about just being with that person, you know, for that time.
The warmth
that they bring. Doesn't matter what their size is.
Look, when we speak about size, my head will jump very high and my imagination will jump from here till Jamaica. But we wanted to speak to you. Normally we have an expert who's sitting on the other side of the conversation. Today we felt, no, let's be interactive. Are you going to be getting a blanket, hiring a blanket, buying a blanket, acquiring a blanket?
Are you going to be this blanket that you used last year?
Are you going to be doing that? And why are you going to be doing it? So we've got your voice notes. So we're going to be hearing from you, and we hope that you can keep us warm during this very interesting conversation. Oskhumi, Who do we have on our voice notes today?
We actually received 3 voice notes.
Okay.
From 3 of our listeners.
Yeah, so let's just play the let's play them, you know, and then we'll talk in between and then we'll play the other. So we're going to be hearing from 3 of our voice notes. We also do have our interactive platforms, our social media, which is already a buzz because we're talking about human blankets.
Okay, the first voice note is from Lehlohonolo from Polokwane.
Oh, let's hear from Lehlohonolo.
With this whole issue, I think intentions should be stated more than anything, and they should be made clear, because now, okay, it's winter. What happens come September? Tlala zidula samdimo. That time this person is so attached to you, they feel like they're falling in love, they feel like you're the one. When I was some mucha story, I can't see you, we can't meet up. No guys, we should be responsible for we should learn how to take responsibility for people's hearts as well, level. So yeah, I think if intentions are made clear for the next 2 months, 3 months, we're just gonna be cuddle buddies, and after that, it's cool if both parties are in agreement. And with that said, good luck finding such people, because I don't think anyone can actually agree to that unless they're really desperate. And no one wants to be with a desperate somebody. So yeah, that's what I think. Lehlohonolo from Polokwane, sharp.
Big thank you to you, Lehlohonolo. Look, I've said it many, I think if you listen to some of our podcast episodes, I've said it many a times. We are sexual and yet feeling beings. And sex is not just sex, you know, when it comes to us. Sex is really an act of, you know, so while it's okay to say, ach no, it's fine, I'll be your cuddle buddy, you, as Lehlohonolo says, you must then express it, you must communicate it as loud, bold, in italics if you can. But I don't know if it's really that possible, Srumi.
It is. I believe in honesty.
The best policy.
No. Every relationship that I get into, I'm honest about my intentions.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to lie to people's children.
Okay.
And then tomorrow you guys go around saying, yeah, skamunali sorumi. Okay. I know, I don't want that. So I agree with Lehlohonolo when he says that if you want a cuddle buddy, you guys must agree on the terms of the relationship, that this is just for the time being.
Yes.
When it gets warmer,
okay,
I will maybe see you again next year.
Wow.
Yeah. Be honest and be truthful about your intentions. You know that I do not want a relationship. Mm. I just want us to keep each other warm for the time being. And then kasama, yeah, you know, if I don't, I don't. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So also, if you are in a situation where you now want a relationship, do not use this as a springboard to get into a relationship.
Because you're going to get burned.
Oh, you're going to get, what's a herder?
What herder? More strats in the streets.
The next thing you're writing threads there on Twitter, you know.
So guys, please make sure. Because I always say, good, sex can sell everything, you know, and good sex can really deceive.
And that's the problem.
You know, good sex can really deceive, because now all of a sudden the blanket is nice and warm.
Yes.
Now you're really now thinking, I can actually turn this winter blanket into a summer blanket as well. So, hey.
We're not conversation, we're not connection, we're not good sex. The next thing you are confused, you're catching feelings. Can't do that person is not there.
Make sure, guys, if the person is on Vodacom, you're on Vodacom. Don't be on Cell C and now you want to...
And then you expect them to port to Vodacom.
Okay, yes, I said believe. Oskumi, what are people saying also on our voice notes?
Next, we have Palisa from Soweto.
Oh, Soweto.
My name is Balisa. On the topic cuddling in winter, well, it does have its perks. I mean, think about it. Just knowing that I'm with my partner, I'm cuddling, and I'm going to be warm in less than 5 minutes. Oh, as compared to when you're at home, alone in your bed, and you need to make sure that you put on your socks, and you might even need to add 2 extra blankets just to fall asleep. I mean, who wouldn't choose to cuddle? But then again, I also still feel like, just don't let it change your relationship dynamics, because, I mean, if you guys are used to spending 2 days in a week, and now just because it's winter, you end up spending.
Whoa, okay. Just because it's winter, you end up spending
5 days together, or even the whole week. You're not getting time to yourself. You're not getting time with your friends, your life. So does that mean just because it's winter and you need to cuddle, well, based on society, now you neglect your life? I don't get that part. So, yeah. Honestly, I am for and against. It's more of, as much as you want to get warm faster so you fall asleep, it just shouldn't be changing the whole dynamics of the entire relationship. And now you guys are neglecting your lives just because you need to cuddle. Yeah. So that's my 2 cents opinion.
It's very interesting. I love the bit where she talked about the relationship dynamics and how you need to make sure that if your job is a blanket, electric blanket for that matter, please make sure that you follow the job spec. Mm. I'm not sure. Again, she admits it again to say, I'm not sure if people are going to be happy with the job spec.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as far as you knowing that your job spec is just to become that blanket and be provide that warmth. Mm. But again, because we're human beings, you know, we wish for all these beautiful and amazing things. Mm. And she also says that we need to embrace that. And if you are really looking for a humans, I must try to try it. Humans get you warm less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
They do. But also, one thing that people must understand about this whole thing, is we're not saying you should have sex.
Oh.
You can just be cuddle buddies and just cuddle.
The best of luck to those who can.
You know, you can just cuddle. That's it. You don't necessarily have to have sex. Because, I mean, there are days when you really don't feel like doing it. So are you now going to be forced to do it because you guys have this relationship that's going to last, 3-4 months? So now what, every day you have to have sex, or every time you guys meet you have to have sex? No, you don't have to.
You know, guys, please visit www.dailysun.co.za/lifestyle. There is a very interesting article speaking about having sex all the time. I mean, that article says, you know, people have a lot of sex in winter. So we get more frisky in winter. So if then the end goal ends up, we were both cuddling and with our clothes on, but 15-20 minutes later, Rujutaki weather.
Because we are cold. You now need
friction.
Body heat. You need physical contact. Whereas in summer, you are so hot, you don't want anybody else touching you.
Yep.
Like, you don't even want to put a lot of clothes on. Hence, a lot of people walk around half naked in summer. Because you don't even want a lot of material on you. Now, imagine now a whole human being coming with his 37 degree
temperature.
Omuchang. Like, honestly.
So don't be surprised that what starts as a cuddle ends up into a...
That's another thing. That you could start out as just platonic cuddle buddies. Nothing else. The next thing...
Jiggy, jiggy. Heavy.
All eyes on me. In the middle of the night. And you're like, hey.
Let's do it, guys.
You know what time it is.
It's time for another voice note. Let's hear from another voice
note. The next voice note is from Mike from Joburg.
Mm-hmm. Hello, hello, everyone. Mike here. Very interesting topic. Very interesting topic. Hey, Kowaya Macho. This thing, yeah, Kowaya Macho, it's... According to me, I just think it's just an excuse to get someone to sleep with in winter, which when we face facts, winter blankets are only used in winter. So meaning that every winter you're always gonna be looking for a blanket that you wanna sleep with. But if it works for them, and because different strokes for different folks, but according to me, yeah, there's a point in life maybe you go through that stage that you say, yeah, Kowaya Macho, it's very interesting. But as you grow up, you see that it's just a waste of time because winter has been there. It's always going to be there. That means, so confusing enough, it's like every time I ask myself about this Kowaya Macho. So every winter I should get a new one, or maybe go and fetch the old one from wherever it is. But now for now, personally, it's a no-no. You know, it's just an excuse just to sleep around in winter. Because there are heaters, there are electric blankets these days. So, Kowaya Macho, nah, it's not working. Guess QC fell and just lenya go imisha wana wabatu.
You know what? In my heart of hearts, I actually agree with him. I really do, because it really is. It really is an excuse just to just get frisky for the sake of just getting frisky. So, the last bit. Look, I mean, we're load shedding, bruh. So, which heaters are you talking about?
Hey, Mara, they're gas heaters. What are you saying?
Gas heater, we have to buy gas.
Yeah. And then, there are... Hot water bottles, all you need to do is boil water.
They have a time span. 5 hours, I'm told, they last.
Ah, what about turkey broke after 5 hours?
Because remember, you want heat, you also want to still keep your hormones in check. So it's a balancing act here. So, whether you are going to subscribe or not, that is why we say in the latter part of our podcast is that please make sure that you're safe.
Yeah.
Please make sure that we're safe. But I firmly, you cannot go to a club and not dance. I don't know which club you go to. I'm going to a club. What are you going to do in the club? Play golf. It's not that type of club. We're going to a club where the music is thumping and we want to dance. So I really think that, really for me, if you wanna do it, but do it responsibly.
Yes, guys, like we can't stress this enough. And this is not an endorsement.
Yes.
We're not promoting it. We're not saying go out there. No. We're not saying that. We're saying, yes, this is happening.
Yeah.
You know, and which is why there's usually, just before winter starts, there's usually a lot of conversation. And you'll see these memes on social media saying, plus size girls, stand up, now's your time.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, you know. This has been something that's been going on for a very long time. All we're saying is if you're going to do it responsibly, Lou said.
Yeah.
Do it responsibly. And I will even go as further as saying, have a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not intend, because Rabatoba Hall, at the end of the day, we all know what we want. So if you do not intend to get into a relationship with that person, make it clear.
Put it in capital letters if you can.
Guys, it's not cute. It's not fun. It's not funny. Have a conversation with that person. Agree that this is just for the time being. You know, we're just keeping each other busy. We're just keeping each other warm. And then after that, we'll carry on with our
goodbye. Lives. So long. See you, Saka. Bon voyage. A later luta.
And also, do not be a jerk about it.
It's going to be difficult, guys. But I tell you what's not difficult. Is interacting with us and follow us on social media platforms. Where can people get us?
People can find us nice and hot and toasty and warm on Daily Sun. On Twitter at Daily Sun SA.
Yes.
Facebook, just Daily Sun. Or they can find us at our favorite home, www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mcholo, you can get to see all our podcast episodes. A big thank you to all the voice notes. All the social media messages we've been getting, guys, will interact with you after the show. But again, we've said it, I think, as part of our conversations, guys, please keep safe, keep it strapped. If you're going to have a blanket, an extra blanket, please make sure that you are very, very safe, because all these other diseases outside COVID do exist as well.
As much as you will ensure there is no water or any liquids around or next to you, electric blanket, make sure that when you get down heavy jiggy keep it strapped.
All right, guys, once again, for me, Mlungu Zimbela, the most handsome 31 year old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiscop
and in yellow,
it's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.